How can you bring back harmony to your sexual life? Try the natural and aphrodisiac diet, and soon you will purify, harmonize, and rebalance your sexual energy at the level of Svadhisthana chakra. After this, we continue our explanation of the cosmic powers, who are in fact 10 different aspects of God, as expounded in the ancient tantric tradition. We meditate with the first great cosmic power, the force of time Kali. Stay tuned together with your yogi hosts, Amaris, Valentino, and Tiger Lily.
This is Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I am your host, Valentino. The Anaphrodisiac Diet and the Harmony of the Sexual Energy, Part 1. The Anaphrodisiac Diet goes by the principle less but better and aims to temporarily decrease the disturbances in the sexual energy so that the person in question has the time to bring harmony back to this level. Through this type of diet, we do not merely aim to decrease the sexual energy but to purify it as well, granting the necessary time to redirect and to sublimate the erotic desire harmoniously. This diet is recommended in cases of sexual hyperexcitability, masturbation, a tendency towards perversions, frequent and draining discharges of sexual energy during lovemaking or through premature ejaculations. The main effect produced by this diet is the decrease of sexual energy, performed through perfectly healthy natural methods, which have no harmful influence on a human being and which are only temporary. Here are some recommendations. Use anaphrodisiac aliments such as lettuce, pumpkins, and bitter vegetables, consumed fresh. During this diet, completely avoid any spices such as pepper, pepperoni, curry, ginger, oregano, thyme, cinnamon, nutmeg, and cloves. Decrease the quantity of salt you consume by half. Eliminate sugar from your diet and products that contain sugar, meat, and other products made with the aforementioned ingredients. Eliminate coffee and alcohol as well. Use anaphrodisiac plants such as valerian, hops, lime tree flowers, and lavender. Use infusions of lime and lavender combined with mint and sage. Perform physical exercises that increase your physical energy, burning away the excess fat. However, if the ingested food is not sweet or spiced or salted, can one still eat and live well? The answer is yes, because we do not live to eat, but we eat to live, to be fit and to preserve our physical structure. The aggressive taste of food is eliminated in order to be replaced with a natural and subtle taste of pure aliments, which are an excellent means of purification and re-education of one's taste buds. Many of you will rediscover the genuine and long-forgotten pleasure of eating by consuming fresh and pure food. Disturbances of the sexual energy are usually manifested through an amplified tendency to stimulate the sense corresponding to the center of force known as Svadhisthana chakra, which is taste. Such people have to deal with a clear disturbance in their appetite. Some of them will eat too much, others will indulge in eating sweets, and others will consume alcohol as an instinctive tendency to stimulate all their senses. Purification is a necessary stage because, in its absence, any anaphrodisiac diet is useless. The general problem is not due to a huge sexual energy, but due to a huge and impure sexual energy, which always leads to strange behavior. The Anaphrodisiac Diet and the Harmony of the Sexual Energy, Part 2. The purification process has the following benefits, among other things. 1. Brings hormonal activity back to normal, eliminating disturbing factors, both internal and external. 2. Getting rid of perverted ideas regarding sexuality and the privileged position of the man in relation to the woman. 3. Restores a healthy sexual appetite and cleans the subconscious of bizarre habits and programs, which most often lead a person to perversions, exhaustion, sadism, and other strange and unhealthy behavior. 4. All perverted, disturbing thoughts and ideas are gradually replaced with new, beneficial, and harmonious ones. The most effective and easy methods of purification are 1. A diet based on fresh fruits and vegetables and/or whole cereals. 2. Use depurative plants such as elder tree flowers and laxatives such as the castor oil plant. 3. Vamana Dauti. Make sure you check the counterindications before performing this. 4. Mental focus. See Shambhavi Mudra. Redirecting the sexual energy. This implies a much greater and improved capacity of sublimating and transmuting energy. In order for a man to transmute and sublimate his potential sexual energy, he must first activate all his willpower and mental control. Some things that will greatly help in this direction are 1. The physical poses or asanas, Uddiyana Bandha, Sarvangasana, Halasana, Shirsasana, Chakrasana, Trikonasana, Nabhyasana, and Brahmacharyasana. 2. The saturation of the subconscious with beneficial suggestions. 3. Fasting. Enhances willpower and helps activate the inner fire. 4. The creative visualization of energy ascending through the spine. 5. Mental focus. 6. Chromotherapy, otherwise known as color therapy. We recommend yellow, violet, and bright white. 7. Plants that help sublimate energy such as Medicago sativa, cardamom, salvia, basil, cloves, etc. 8. Laughter. 9. The increase of yang energy, because it facilitates the control of the erotic energies. This is mainly done through yang alimentation, the use of solar colors, which we've already mentioned, sunbathing, asanas, mental focus. God in 10, Part 2. The 10 cosmic powers are considered as feminine entities whose consciousness is quite close to the consciousness of God, and who are like administrators of creation. This is because their nature is more subjective and less objective. In other words, the perception of their influence and of their manifestation is the subtle domain of consciousness. However, the Hindu pantheon contains many representations of these feminine deities who each, in a symbolic manner, illustrate their main attributes and characteristics from the macrocosmos. In spiritual tantric practice, physical aspects constitute an important base for elevating one's consciousness. Besides various iconographic representations and graphical symbols such as yantras and mantras, the tantric tradition confers a tremendous importance to devotion to the 10 great cosmic powers. The spiritual purpose for such a procedure is, starting from the physical level, that the individual consciousness gradually ascends to a state of transcendence characteristic to the great cosmic powers, who the tantric practitioner adores. Then, in an ultimate spiritual effort, the tantric will accede to the state of supreme transcendent void, the origin and quintessence of any divine energy. Consequently, the principle at work in this case is the gradual elevation of consciousness, starting from inferior levels and moving up to a sublime, total experience of divine transcendence,
without neglecting or interdicting any mundane aspects. The mystery of fulfillment resides inside yourself. This approach of reaching and experiencing the 10 great cosmic powers has a unitary, holistic character in which the parts of the whole intermingle in harmony in order to create the image of the whole. This aspect becomes more obvious by the awakening and ascension of Kundalini Shakti. For instance, this energy may be either latent, sleeping in Muladhara Chakra, or it may become active, purifying and activating all the levels of our being. The polarization of Kundalini has a different correspondent in a human being. Thus, when Kundalini Shakti is sleeping in Muladhara Chakra, the person is somewhat awake for the exterior world, even though, considered through the point of view of the Supreme Transcendent Reality, this world is ephemeral. When this energy is awake and active, and reaches as high as Sahasrara Chakra, the practitioner becomes dead for the outer world. Yet, from the point of view of the Divine Reality, he is unbelievably lucid and awake. Each of the 10 great cosmic powers, Kali, Tara, Tripura Sundari, Bhuvaneshwari, Tripura Bhairavi, Chinamasta, Dumavati, Vagalamukhi, Matangi, and Kamaladmika have a characteristic sadhana, but still, each sadhana has its three fundamental points. 1. Devotion to the image of the deity of the great cosmic power chosen for devotion at a certain time. 2. Concentration on the yantra, geometrical representation corresponding to the field of beneficial influence of a great cosmic power. And 3. Mental emission of a mantra corresponding to the great cosmic power. Nonetheless, in our devotion to these great 10 cosmic powers, we have to differentiate between them and Matruka. The first represents the gigantic sphere of consciousness of the divine energy that encompasses the whole universe, while the other represents the cosmic forces of the most important gods of the Hindu pantheon, and in the Oriental tradition, they are known as the consorts of those gods. They are Maheshwari, Vaishnavi, Brahmani, Kaumari, Indrani, Narashimi, and Varahi. Thus, with some guidelines which clearly go through the tantric tradition and through the practice of devotion to the great 10 cosmic powers, we will introduce a brief and representative characteristic of each cosmic power in the following articles in this section.
Let us perform a meditation with the following theme. Communion with the great cosmic force of time, Kali. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect. Communion with the great cosmic force of time, Kali. Let us begin. We'll be right back. That's all we have time for today. I'm Tiger Lily, wishing you love and light.